All right, so today it was Sunday, May the 5th, and we've had an exciting game here at North Maple Regional Park, and we've had Vaughan Azzurri in a hard-fought win against Guelph United, winning 3-1, close game right till the end. And so I have Fabio Campoli, an assistant coach with Vaughan Azzurri. And so I thought my first question, I'll just... Your thoughts on how tonight's game went?
Oh, we knew it was going to be a battle. Guelph comes out always really well organized. Got a good coaching staff with Justin Springer. We knew it was going to be a grind. We knew it was going to be a battle. And, you know, we conceded early in the second half, but I think we rebounded really well.
Yes. Yeah, Springer has been on the... Springer played for Vaughan in past years and also on York as well. Let's see. Now, there's no playoffs this season for the first time. How important is it to get off to a good start to try and win the, first place? That's it, to win the league championship. That's all there is.
Yeah, it's super important. Without playoffs, I think every game kind of turns into a final. I think you can't really drop 3 points anywhere, and you got to keep up with the league leaders to kind of be in it in the final weeks of the season. You don't really want to get down early, but every game's a final, and I think it's super important.
And so... So there's only 12 teams now in the Premier, so there's no, like, soft games. I can't say poor old Waterloo, but, every game's important, so you just have to be up for every game. How about, let's see. Now, of course, we've seen just earlier this week how good the League One Canada teams have been against, have to say, CPL teams, but not the MLS teams. Poor old Vaughan, you guys had a year ago had to play MLS Montreal, and then this year Simcoe got rubbled by Toronto FC. The way they draw the coefficient is that you guys might never escape playing MLS teams, but I guess, you know, you'd be competitive against CPL teams like preseason and stuff.
Yeah, well, I think so. I think it's always something to aspire to when you play a CPL side or an MLS side. I think, you know, the guys get up for it knowing that they're the underdogs in the match. And I think the boys just got to get after it and see the quality shine through. You always know that you're going to be up against it and you're not, you know, the favorite going in. But I think it's something to aspire to, especially for players coming from League One trying to make the jump to CPL and MLS. They got to showcase themselves. So it's always a good stage for that.
Great. And we know that the CPL has actually took the coach and about 4 players or so over the years, and some of them, like Ryan Robinson, have come back, like from Halifax. Wanderers have done that. Yep. And so some of them may work their way back here. And so now actually trying to go up is, and thanks for saying that, your brother Chris Campoli is trying to draft it twice by York, once by... Halifax, some guy tipped me off on that. But he's found his level here for now, right?
Yeah, I think he's fitting in here under a good coaching staff with Carm. I think Carm pushes him to get the most out of him and gives him some confidence. And I think confidence for a young player is a really big deal in being given an opportunity, right? I think players, once they feel confident and they're given an opportunity to play in the role that they're supposed to be playing, the sky's the limit for some of these players.
Yeah, well, he scored a highlight reel goal. Today, hope you guys were filming that somehow, because that was like an impossible angle and you put that in top corner. Great. So all the YouTubers will pick that up in a day or two and say, yeah, that was great. Okay. And let's see, be nice. And let's just see how you've come over from North Mississauga. What's the attraction to be with Vaughan?
I think they've been a top club. I'm a former player here. Played my U18 soccer here under Patrice when he was my head coach here. We won an Ontario Cup together, and it's been kind of the hometown team for me growing up in the area. And obviously attracted to coaching with a good staff, with Carm, Anthony Vidori, and Jeff. And just given the opportunity to be in the Premier League One environment, and also for my own development as well to continue to grow, it's sometimes change is really good for you.
Okay, great. And you were played your college at Ontario Tech. Your brother went to that school too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, the Ridgebacks, I guess. Yep. So, yeah, nice. So, did you tip him off to say go to that school?
No. Ultimately, the decision was his. He was offered an opportunity to play there, and yeah, he did really well. U Sports Player of the Year, so he did well, and I think now he's on to some bigger and better things over at TMU, and looking forward to his last OUA season.
Okay, great. And, well, thanks for that interview then, and just a moment.